From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Representative Gabrielle Giffords is now in Houston, Texas, in the care of one of the world's most respected facilities for brain and spinal cord injuries. Less than 2 weeks after sustaining a gunshot wound to the head in Tucson, the Arizona Democrat is now confronted with a battle in the coming months to recover 100% or as close to it as possible. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on the celebration that erupted today in Tucson as Giffords embarked on the next phase of her recovery.
A crowd lined the street outside University Medical Center in Tucson as the ambulance carrying Giffords passed by, followed by a motorcycle escort. Margaret Kish wanted to say goodbye.
A piece of all of us goes along with her, and so in a way it's sending a part of me along with her to Houston.
Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, rode with his wife. Her mother, two congressional staffers, and her surgeon also accompanied the congresswoman on a specially equipped jet. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
President Obama is touting business potential in the coming year after touring a General Electric plant in upstate New York today. Mr. Obama announced the head of GE would spearhead a presidential council on jobs and competitiveness, a goal reaffirmed in the announcement of a new business deal between General Electric and India. The president also called on Americans skeptical about his handling of the economy the last 2 years to keep the faith.
The past 2 years were about pulling our economy back from the brink. The next 2 years, our job now is putting our economy into overdrive.
The announcement came hours after GE reported a more than 50% jump in its quarterly profit. With just days to go before he delivers his State of the Union address, the president will meet tonight with House Democrats who are holding a weekend retreat on Maryland's Eastern Shore. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the president and his party are likely to flesh out issues pivotal to voters and next year's elections.
As the headliner, President Obama is likely to offer his fellow Democrats a preview of Tuesday's State of the Union speech. Mr. Obama's appearance at the annual retreat comes as his fellow Democrats are getting used to being in the minority. They lost control of the House to Republicans in the November elections, making them the minority party for the first time in 4 years. They are likely to use their retreat to plot strategy, how to handle policy issues and next year's elections. House Republicans held a similar retreat in Baltimore last weekend. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
An anti-government rally in Albania disintegrates into bedlam. Today, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Tirana who were demanding their government resign over corruption allegations. Three people were killed. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 50 points at 11,872. This is NPR. Tunisia is observing 3 days of mourning for the 78 people killed during a month of anti-government protests. Anger over the state of the economy and other issues led to the overthrow of the president. A 19-year-old Virginia man is reunited with his family nearly a month after he was detained in Kuwait. Ghulet Mohammed says he was tortured and his return home was delayed for weeks because he was placed on the U.S.'s no-fly list, a claim the Justice Department declined to confirm. After his arrival in the Washington, D.C. area today, Mohammed said he feared for others trapped in similar circumstances.
There's still probably other people out there that are being tortured like I was. And this is, my voice has been heard, but their voices are not being heard.
Three Kenyan police officers have been suspended after photos were published of them preparing to execute fugitives on a Nairobi street during rush hour. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports legally unwarranted killings are nothing new in Nairobi.
A witness took the photos just before the police shot the unarmed fugitives. The images, published by Kenya's Nation newspaper, are chilling. A plainclothes officer aims a pistol at the head of a suspect lying on the road. Then, a photo of the suspect and another lying dead, one in a puddle of blood. A witness told the Nation that the men had surrendered and been disarmed. One officer reportedly told the men, "Lie down, so we can finish you." George Saitoti, Kenya's internal security minister, said the government would investigate. He said, quote, "We have to admit there are a few rotten eggs." Amnesty International says the government here promises investigations, but rarely follows up, breeding a culture where cops kill with impunity. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.